Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
You guys are not going to regret this. We're going to get so much more activities done.
This is the funnest night ever.
It's game time.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office, Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Triple M Rush Hour on this perfect spring weather.
Day.
The family is calm, the beach is calm, and we are calm and we're here for you, family. Pies Dane Beans has been delisted with still another 2 years to run on his contract, Bern. I can't understand that, but they have reached a settlement. We say goodbye to Adelaide Crows Heath Uni. My boy Heath, he's off to join David Noble at the North Melbourne Football Club as a line coach. He'll be the forward line assistant coach. Big loss to the Adelaide Crows, Burn. We'll talk about that. And the Adelaide United, well, they'll have some big announcements coming out in the next 48 hours. And the big announcement I'm going to make right now, family, and please be glued to your radio, it's Bernie Vince joining us once again on this Wednesday. G'day, buddy.
There he is. Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
Blazing.
A little
glory.
Bit of
Bondovi. Ado.
Bit of Bondovi.
Thank you,
well done. What have you got up your sleeve for the next? We've only got two more shows after this, Jars. You've got to have some real special ones come Thursday, Friday this week, Ado. Hey, hello to you two boys. What a beautiful day outside, Jars.
Lovely.
Beautiful. Is there a better city in the world than Adelaide?
And don't start me. No, there's not.
No, well, no, that's why I asked. And I knew what the answer was going to be. But, yeah, good luck to Heath Uni too, Jars. He's done his apprenticeship very well down there at
9 years he's been at the Adelaide Crows as the development coach and the Sandford coach.
It's flown, hasn't it?
Highly respected.
Yep.
And David Noble made the phone call as soon as he got the job. First bloke he called, Heath Uni.
Yeah, that's a big rap, isn't it, to target someone like that. And I was wondering how that worked with the assistant coaches because I don't really know how that works.
It's the coach's decision.
So the coach, they go, no one puts in for the job. They go and target who they want as their assistants.
Exactly, Burn. That's how it works.
He's bringing his own team.
Yep, that's how it works. So he'll be sorely missed by the Adelaide Crows down there. So now they've got to find a replacement for Heath Uni.
Yes.
Some saying Bradley Gotch, who's now the new senior coach at West Adelaide, and some saying maybe Scotty Thompson.
Well, Tomo would be a good role.
Yeah,
that'd
I think
be a good role
fantastic
for Tomo, actually.
For Tomo.
Well done. Hopefully we're getting
anyway,
back to
the footy club. There you go. That's what clubs do. All right?
Yes, they
don't
do,
stop
Jazz.
You from getting better and improving it like us.
Yes, no, we're improving,
once you fly the nest, I've done my job.
Where am I going to fly to?
That's a lot smoother than nest. Bernie Vince's leave the show and you're dead to me. Sean Craig Murphy, RIP.
Fall out of the nest and hit the ground.
Now,
that's Bert, about
who said it first here on this Rush Hour? Changes to the Medi Hotels here in the city. Who said it first?
I think that might have been Andrew Newton-Jarman.
We did. It's about we.
Oh, us.
Yes.
We. Oh, I thought you were getting around yourself there.
No, not at all.
You did actually say that.
Don't
yes,
roll
we
like that.
Did say that, and they've listened, Jars.
Oh.
But where have they moved it to?
Well, what they're saying is likely the old Wakefield Hospital.
Well, that's still in
the
city.
That's still in the city.
What's the point? Just leave them in peppers.
Here's Stephen Marshall this morning discussing it.
On the health advice, we are again further strengthening our already independently gold star rated Medi Hotel system by taking the following actions. We will now transfer all positive COVID cases from Medi Hotels to a dedicated health facility. Security at the dedicated facility will be provided exclusively by South Australia Police and South Australia Protective Security Officers. Staff working at the dedicated facility will not be deployed to other Medi Hotels or high-risk environments, including aged care facilities, correctional facilities or hospitals.
Well, there you go, Bern.
Charles, I've got a question for you.
Yes,
should
Bern.
They be taking the positive people out of the hotel, transporting them out in public with drivers to another spot, or should they take the people that are negative out of and leave the positive where they are?
I'd be taking the negative people out and leave the positive people in there, wouldn't you?
I got so confused then. I don't even know what
and
the
gold
hell I just
star?
Said.
Gold star,
three-star, five-star, gold star. Hospital system.
Please. It's not a gold star performance.
He gave himself a bit of a rap there, didn't he, old Stevie Marshall?
Oh, so the Peppers Hotel, which is just on the corner here, just off Franklin Street where we are, will be deep cleaned.
Deep clean. Deep Needs clean. A deep clean, doesn't
yeah.
it?
And the police will now guard the new dedicated facility, which should have been set up. Now, this is what happened in Melbourne. The same thing. These security guards get very excited.
Yes.
Very excited don't when they? There's downtime. And it happened in the Melbourne, didn't it, Medi
Hotels? What do you mean by excited, Jazz?
Well, that's where I'm going to, yeah, up that's where it's alluding to and why this bloody thing got out of control. I want to say no more.
Risky situation, isn't it, Jazz?
But no new cases today, Berm. We're still at 38 active in SA. Yep. 29 of those are the Parafield cluster.
Mm.
And they'll never be forgotten, the Parafield cluster.
No. Parafield cluster. You wouldn't want a house in Parafield, would you?
They're nice people out there.
No, I didn't say anything about the people.
Now, some announcements. Obviously, we just spoke about Heath Uni taking the North Melbourne job and we wish him well. And Scotty Thompson's been linked to maybe replace him as a development role down there. The big announcement coming out of Adelaide United in the next 48 hours, Bert.
Yes.
Well, I caught up with my mate Carly Viet this morning down the beach.
So you gave up your sauce then?
No, well.
No, you can't say it.
Actually, you're right.
Oh, no, you go. Oh, no. I should have let you go.
Big note myself again. Boy. What a flog.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, we really had nothing to say.
So, Jazz.
We just walked our dogs.
You've promised us a big announcement. If nothing else, just make one up.
I reckon that John Aloisi might be on the money when we speak to him after.
That's not a big announcement. He always is.
Let's just say there's some signings on their way.
Well, duh. It's a new season coming.
And one is from Espanyol.
Yeah, no, okay. So now your big announcement.
He's not the pizza bloke either. You're going to get in that path. All right. I can see your eyes bulging. Yeah, yes, Heyday.
So your big mail is leading into the next season here.
Yes,
sir. There's going to be a European signing.
Correct.
To
Adelaide United.
Yes. That's some big, we're breaking the big stories here.
And then, they do that every year.
And then there's going to be another big announcement tomorrow, which is Thursday.
I want another player.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say too much.
I think
I've said too much.
Their stripes red.
I think I might have got him in trouble.
Who, Carly Beard?
Okay, let's move on from that. I should shut my big fat mouth sometimes, honestly. Jeez, I'm a flog.
Said it, mate. You said
crikeys.
It. Now, we're just going to keep him going, ain't I?
Now,
this just in, the ball's going to be round.
We're going to play
this is a big mail for the family. As you know, we don't hold back, Burn.
We split
you right between the eyes.
Yep.
Now, the Stansbury Cricket Club are in turmoil as we speak.
Yes.
All right. Now, you'll be putting your whites on very shortly, and I'm going to be obviously fronting up at some stage after Christmas.
Yes.
To assist the top order batting, which has been appalling this year.
Yes.
Fitzy, the captain coach, is under
his
severe
name's not
pressure.
Fitzy.
I mean,
call him Fitzy every time.
Sorry, Potsy.
Potsy.
Oh,
Pity.
Sorry. Who?
Pity.
Pity. Poor old Pity, the captain coach, who's under absolute. He's under more pressure than Steve Smith was for paper. Was it Woolworths Gate, whatever it's called?
Paper Gate.
Now, the only bloke.
How are you going?
The only bloke that's holding up that batting is James Moss, your brother-in-law.
Yes.
Moss dog.
He's going okay.
All right, but you've got to get up there. Now, I've got a massive signing. I've got a massive announcement to make for the Stansbury Cricket Club.
Oh, what's happened?
Now, this bloke is a giant of the game. We spoke today that he is available to play and assist the Stansbury Cricket Club with Bernie Vince and yours truly to assist and help this club reach the grand final for next year.
So is it in a playing capacity?
He will bat three or four.
Oh.
And he bowls around 145.
Oh, so he'd be first change for us?
Yes, sir. And he is in. He gave me the call today. He's heard the situation out at Stansbury.
Mm.
The name I can mention, Sam Jacobs.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh! Hello. 145 kilometres.
Yes, sir. How would they go up there, those opposition batsmen, seeing the big red baron flying down 145 k's?
Nah, it'd be a bit intimidating, wouldn't it?
Oh.
Imagine him coming.
And we'll be around the bat.
He'd be letting him go from about 4 metres in the air.
And so he's given it the thumbs up.
Ah, good. We got him across the line.
We did. So Pity, the captain coach.
Maybe Sauce can take over, coach.
That'd be good.
It's available.
Burn, you can catch every game of the Premier League and Champions League exclusively live on Optus Sport. And one man that's been joining us once a week is the great John Eloisi. He joins us. G'day, John. Thanks for your time. EPL action. What's going on?
Hey, boys. Yeah, there is. There's a lot to get through. There's some big games coming this weekend. We've got Chelsea v Spurs, which is the big one.
Yeah.
Because it's first v third, and Spurs, a massive win against City last week. And Sean, they're not... Yeah, I think I spoke about it last week, boys, that they're not pretenders anymore. They're contenders.
No.
And they showed that. And Chelsea are looking strong. I think they've got probably the deepest squad out of everyone in the Premier League. So exciting weekend to come of great football again.
Johnny, you picked it last week. A severely depleted Liverpool side. Smack top of the table. Leicester, 3-0.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does it mean more for Liverpool or does it mean Leicester just aren't quite up to it?
A little bit of both. I think that Liverpool showed how good they really are.
Yeah.
They were unbelievable. They really, from the start, they just pressurised Leicester, didn't allow them to play, played at an intensity that Leicester couldn't cope with. And Liverpool got 7 players out. So you can imagine once their squad is fully fit and running, how good they're going to be. I just think that just puts down a marker. It says, you know what, we're still here. We're the ones to catch. We're still the favourites. And I think that Liverpool got a pretty easy game this week against Brighton. They got a Champions League game tomorrow morning. So if they win that, they're through that group stage. So things are looking good at Liverpool.
Hey, we've got a bit of a bolter in the mix at the moment. Southampton into the top 5 on the table. Mm. What's spurred this on and who's been starring there?
Well, Southampton have had Danny Ings scoring a lot of goals up top, but he's been out for the last 3 games and they've still been getting points. So it's an all-round performance. They've got a coach in Ralf Hasenhüttl. He's a German coach and he's done really well. Austrian, I think he's. He's done really well. He's made it into a side that are difficult to play against. And it's going to be a good test for Man United because Man United, as we know, have been inconsistent this season. Mm. Good win this morning against Istanbul, 4-1. But Southampton won't be an easy game for them.
Johnny, what games should we be watching this weekend? What about our team, Leeds?
Oh.
Well, Leeds were good on the weekend. I felt sorry for them because they absolutely battered Arsenal. The only thing missing was a goal. It ended up being nil.
Yeah.
But they showed how good they can be. They've got not an easy game against Everton because Everton have started the season quite well. They picked up a good win on the weekend. But look, Leeds, they show how strong they can be. So they'll pick up points. Don't worry about that.
And, mate, the A-League fixtures come out, and we're very excited over here. Our first game is against Western United, and then round 2 we've got Melbourne City at Cooper Stadium. So it's not far away, Johnny.
No, not far away. I think not only are you getting excited, I think the players are finally, seeing light at the end of the tunnel, games coming up, and it'll be a hectic schedule for them over that period, especially that holiday period, but they'll be looking forward to it. I know my brother is, I know that Carl Veard is, and I'm sure that the United boys will be prepared for it.
Oh, I said earlier in the show, there's a couple of big announcements coming out of Adelaide United, and one is a new signing from Spaniard. Is lining up in the Adelaide United top 2 where, Johnny boy?
I think he's trying to say Spain there, Johnny.
Are you trying to say Spain or Espanol?
Espanol.
Espanol. And he is Spanish. But, he's an experienced player. He was captain of Espanol, which had been in the Primera Division for a long period.
Nice.
And so he's a good signing. And I'm hearing there might be another star signing on their way as well. So.
Stay tuned. And you heard it first here on the Top Rating Rush Hour. Mate, this is our last week together. We go on holidays, Bernie and I, and we really appreciate your input. It's been fabulous getting to talk to you once a week on the EPL. Hopefully we'll see you back next January. And look, we just want to send you off with this. Well, you get mobbed when you come on this show, and this is our thank you to you.
If John Aloisi can score this goal, Australia will be there.
4-2. He wins it for us. John.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
He scored!
There he is, Bird.
There's the shirt, guys.
There's
look at him, no one can catch him. Look at him going down the sideline.
Here he
Have you ever ran quicker than that ever before, down the sidelines, or that was it?
I didn't, you know what, I did tell you to put it on, but I didn't expect you to put it on. But thanks for doing that for me.
You kept pestering us. We had to put it on at some stage.
Well done. Speak to you again next year, mate. All the best. Have a great Christmas. See you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Thanks,
John Eloisi. You can catch every game of the Premier League and Champions League there, Burn, exclusively live on Optus Sport. Burn, what have we got now, buddy?
Well, you promised a few big announcements before, Jarvis.
Yeah, I did.
But nothing what really came of it. But I'll tell you, I do have a big announcement. Yes, and I have a big announcement because our favourite segment of our show, which is on daily, is the Furious Five.
Yes.
Now, this has been nominated for awards, radio awards. I tell you, we're going to have to – have you got your speech ready? At the end of this year, who are you going to thank?
Everyone that's participated and supported me. Don't forget, we had our knockers when we started putting this baby together about 6 months ago.
Still do.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, well, no, we're the only two that like it, but we love it.
Yes, we do.
We love it.
And the family love it.
And so what I've done, Jars, I've put the best of the Furious Five throughout this year since our last week. Don't get too emotional. Hado, pass him the tissues. Let's have a listen.
It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
All right, Ben, put your seatbelt on, mate. This could be a very fast ride. We've got five questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. If you get a correct answer, 1 point. If you don't get it right, it's a minus point. There is no lifelines. No lifelines?
No lifelines.
No lifeline. No, And we've got two contestants who signed up to play. John from Golden Grove. Hello, John.
How you going, boys? Love your show, Bernie.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, see how he said it's my show?
Bernie and Jars, John. Anthony from Redwood Park.
Okay, fellas, how are you?
Good. Night grand final or day grand final?
It was a spectacle after the, dare I use the word, underwhelming performance early with that karaoke performance early. Was farcical at the beginning. I mean, this bloke's reading off a script, a song that someone else wrote.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was terrific. I thought it was the best thing they've had in years.
Question one, how many points did the Tigers beat the Cats by?
JPW.
Yes, John.
31 points.
Yes, that's correct.
He's on.
Which NRL side won the grand final?
JPW. Anthony.
Oh, that was John. Yes, John.
Oh, it wasn't John.
John, what was it?
I think it was the Storm. Milton
yes, sir.
Storm.
Great way. Well, 2-0.
Question three. Name the pre-AFL grand final JPW. Entertainment.
Yes, Johnny.
The Mars or DMA.
That's it.
There is no way he knows these answers. No way.
Anthony, do you not follow sport?
Do you follow sport?
He's been told this to beat me. I know that for a fact. I know what you've done, Andrew.
What's he on about?
Nothing about it. Number five, Ben.
Who's painted more in their life? Leonardo da Vinci or Andrew Jarman?
Johnny.
Yes, John.
Doug.
Yeah.
What are two essential services Greg Blewett can't live without?
Anthony.
Yes.
Yes, Anthony.
Anthony.
West End.
Yeah.
And Red Tube.
Why is it clean sweep?
This has been set up, Andrew. I know you've done this.
I'd like to thank my family, my friends, Cyprian community, and Triple M.
See you, Andrew.
See you later.
Now, Timmy, did you hear the segment last night for the first time? What'd you think?
I caught the end of it. It was pretty loose.
Pretty loose?
Johnny Perini, who works in our promotions department, said that quiz was a shocker.
Rory Sloan.
Great quiz, mate. Great quiz. Glad it's taken up my spot on Triple M.
Yeah. Gaz, have you sorted the rules out tonight?
Not. Well, hang on.
It's been different every night.
That's a great question, Gaz.
For you.
Hang on, Gaz. Call out your middle name if you know the answer.
No, you don't tell your middle name.
What's wrong with that?
Just middle name.
The Shambles Early.
Snapper from Stansbury on the Snapper. Line. G'day, Snapper. Oh, welcome.
Bernard.
G'day, Snap.
Bernie.
I told you he'd be there.
Hardy. Woodsy.
Now, Snapper, you're captain of the team, so what are we going to do? We're going to play, four blokes on this call are going to play this quiz, are they? You tell me how we're going to play this then.
Right, here we go. You're in your team.
Here we go.
Question one.
Yeah.
Which 2019 Richmond Premiership hero has been forced to apply for the AFL Players Hardship Fund?
It's Martin.
Yes, go.
Yeah, what's his name? Damien Martin.
How can Dusty Martin apply for the AFL Players Hardship Fund? We make $7 million a year, you knucklehead.
Answer is Marlon Pickett, of course.
Damien Martin as well. Here what we go. Time does Dead Set Legends start on Sunday morning?
Going an all-star on a Friday here on the Rush Hour. The Adelaide Crows superstar and Tex Walker and your father, Mr. Yes. Tim Vince. Good afternoon, Mr. Vince.
How you going? You want to be on your toes, Tex?
Whack already.
Am I against you, Tex, or you guys?
No, you're against you Tex.
Hang on. Oh. This is a bit like the American election.
What's still going?
Yeah. How good was that? Oh, it's brought back some memories, Jars. That's brilliant. Got me up and about. And get your speech ready because that's winning something. I don't know what's going to win, but it's going to win
fantastic.
Something. Let's hope it's not the wooden spoon.
And it's going to be back again very shortly, Haydo.
Yeah, not even 10 minutes, boys.
Burn, the boys at West End Brewery, we feel for them. As you know, they've been shut down during the year. They're protesting for a better payout by the Japanese owners.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of argy-bargy down there. We don't want to run out of the old red cans. And as you know, I've been consuming a couple of late.
Yes, I know. You've been very thirsty. But, hey, look, I think they're getting a decent payout now, but they obviously want a little bit more, Jars. Mm. But it is hard when you're made redundant, isn't it?
Oh, well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's sad to see an iconic South Australian brand go down
gone.
Like this.
Coca-Cola gone, brewery gone. So we all got to get around Cooper's Brewery. Support the South Australian family that won't be going away anywhere.
Yes, definitely.
Alan Border wants Will Pekoski to open the batting.
Yep, Burn. I'm with him.
You're with him? Well, this is what he said, the great man.
I get where they're coming from, backing the incumbent. Hasn't done too much wrong, really, as the incumbent. But what's happened in the meantime is that he's not scoring any runs and this young bloke is scoring double hundreds. I don't know what the scenario is or what Will Pekoski's got to do to sort of tilt the pendulum into his favour, because what he's done in the last little while has been phenomenal. And the incumbent, albeit has done a great job in the past, how long do you keep rewarding that? It's a tough one, I get it, but it's going to be hard to leave that kid out of the side. And what has he got to do to get in? That's what you've got to ask.
Great teams make tough calls, Jars, and I think this is a tough call that they need to make. They need to get this kid in. He's in the form of his life at the moment, so... You want to get picked for Australia or go up a level when you're in the form of your life, don't you? So you got to pick this kid. He's made, as AB said, back to back double hundreds, another hundred, and he's just and Burns hasn't been scoring runs. So I know he made runs in the last Test series we played, but that's a long time ago. You got to pick players on form, and I think this is a prime situation.
And Adelaide Oval too. What a great sport! What a great venue to make your debut in Australian colours there, Haydo.
What an honour!
How good would that be? I didn't even think of that, Jars.
There you go. Now, what about Eddie Betts? He's been selfless once again, Eddie. What's happened?
He's been put onto the rookie list, which, you know, he gets the same amount of pay. He still gets a one-year contract, but he's been put onto the rookie list. Right. So it doesn't really change too much, Jars, apart from the fact that he's now seen as a rookie. But was that his choice or the club's choice? Who knows? He's sort of come out and said it was his. But
how is that selfless?
Well, selfless by giving someone else an opportunity to go onto the senior list.
There you go, Haydo.
So, gotcha. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, but that's just to clear that up. But look, at the end of the day, he'll probably only play half the season anyway of games with form and the way he's going. And so selfless, I don't know.
They'd want to have a good year. David Teague will have some pressure on him if they're not going to be playing some serious football finals, correct?
Yeah, they've gone hard, Jars.
Very hard. So anyway.
Very hard in the trade period. So, look, time will tell.
Time will tell. Good stuff, Burn. All right, mate. I can't wait. I'm bursting out of the seams for the next segment. Hey,
Furious Five. Go. Now, this has to be done properly. It's got to run smooth. We've had emails from General Manager James Pedersen, Matthew O'Reilly, our content director. This has to run smooth. And I can guarantee you people, the next segment, Furious Five, will be as smooth as the inside of your elbow. The Rush Hour.
Triple M. I haven't got an inside of my elbow. I guess I do. Two of them.
Triple M. The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Good on you, Haydo, and we've got two wonderful contestants waiting on the line there, Burn. Jeremy from Happy Valley, good afternoon to you, young man.
G'day, boys. How's it going?
That's it, Jez. And Dazza, g'day, Daz.
How are you, Jazz?
What suburb, please, Darren?
Modbury High.
Oh, it's a boy.
Nice.
Did a lot of work out that way when I was a young man.
Community service.
Oh, community service. Oh, bloody hell. Daz, who's your footy side?
The Crows, of course.
That's the boy. Jeremy, who's yours?
I got Glenelg and the Crows.
Go the Bays.
Oh, yeah, the Bays.
That's it, Byrne.
Missed out on Bryce Gibbs.
Oh, no, Byrne.
Oh, dear.
All right, boys, really appreciate you putting your hand up to play this top rating quiz. Next year, Byrne, there's going to be a massive makeover to the Furious Five next year. I can't
you
say
or
too
the
much.
Quiz?
Oh, fee. Me.
Well, both could do with a bit of a touch.
Five questions, chaps. Call your name out first if you know the answer. You get a point for the correct one and a minus for the incorrect one. There's two lifelines. Have a lot of fun, and there's a great prize, isn't there, Haydo?
Yeah, there is a Google Home, one of those smart speakers that you talk to, and it does stuff.
Thank you, Haydo. Bern, are you ready to go, please?
I'm ready to go, guys.
Here we go, boys.
Question one.
Righto.
Which former Crow has today been placed on a rookie list for their current club?
Darren.
Yes, Daz.
Mitch Hinch.
Is it?
Oh, no.
No. Bad luck, Daz.
The Brisbane player, his brother played at Adelaide, John Hinch, but no, it's not.
Does Jeremy get a chance? Jeremy, you can have a go. You want a lifeline? Absolutely.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Who are you going to select?
I might try Bernie.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, good choice.
Yeah, good choice. Burns got
That would be Eddie Betts.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah.
Rookie list for the Carlton Footy Kit Club. He said it's a selfless act. Interesting.
I think he got forced to do it, didn't he?
All right. 1-0.
Okay, question two.
Yep.
Name the rookie batsman in contention to be an opener against India for Australia.
Darren.
Yes, Daz.
Well, I'm going to have to go lifeline.
Yes, who are you going with me?
Oh, no.
Jars.
Will Pekoski.
Say it again.
Will Pekoski.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that'll do. It's one on, and that's how you say it.
Pekoski.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
You said Pekoski or something.
Pekoski, you knucklehead.
Dude, what did he say, Daz?
I said Pekoski.
He said Pekoski.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, only because you want the point.
One all.
Guys, I'm getting drenched. Can we just get Jars to stop saying that name? That'd be fantastic.
Shut up, Haydo. Well, you'll end up back at bloody SAFM. Bird, where you go? Number three.
Well, the third question's number four. Am I going to go in order?
No,
am I going to go
three,
as a
Bird. Go in number three.
It's got 1, 2, 4, 3.
Just bloody
Jazz. One job, Jazz.
Just really does.
Okay,
just
question
give the
four.
Question number three.
I'm going to go question... Okay, I'll skip down to question three.
God.
Which Irish MMA superstar has come out of retirement for the fourth time to fight Dustin Poirier in January 2021?
Jeremy.
Yes, Jez.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, hey! Good boy,
well done.
That's
well
2-1. Well done. Good start, well boys. Number four,
because they're not in order, I've got to go back up to question four. Here we go. What establishment has Jars harassed more? Cheeky Greek or the boys at Bunnings Paint Shop?
Yes, Jez.
Well, knowing Jars, probably Bunnings.
Yeah. Well, it's not Bunnings, it's Inspirational Paints where
I didn't write the question, I'm just reading it.
What question up to
I don't
you?
Know, but that was
four?
Question four, but it's the third one in order, and it's four above the
Jeez,
two.
Jeez, can I just get someone to write the questions properly from in order? Can I get that done?
I can't know the questions because I'm not allowed to know the answer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Can we get a score update, please?
Well, I've lost my train of thought.
That's a surprise.
I think it's...
Have you got any big announcements, Jazz?
It's 2-1. Jeremy's way from Happy Valley.
Is that right, Daz?
No, question four isn't there, Byrne.
No, it's question five.
Oh, it's question five, so it's 3-1.
3-1, okay.
Is it 3-1?
No, it's 2-2. Let's make it 2-2.
2-2, right.
2-2, here we go.
Right. Here we go.
The decider.
It's easy to work out.
This quiz, fair dinkum.
The winner. No wonder this is winning so many awards. Oh, question five, was it an oversight in Mike Hussey's review of the Redbacks to keep Greg Blewett on his batting cage?
Darren?
Yes, Daz.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no. Incorrect. Oh, Jeremy.
Sticking up for Bluey.
Cheers.
Jeremy's gone.
No, he can answer the... Yeah, you can answer the question.
Well, obviously, yes, then.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace that Greg Blewett's still on.
Yeah,
well
it's a surprise,
mate.
It's baffled me.
Hey, Jeremy from Happy Valley's won, but can we give Jazz a prize as well or not?
Yeah, absolutely we can.
Give them all out.
How smooth was that, boys?
What's wrong with the tissues?
Hang on, we've got you a half a used bottle of Ajax spray and wipe, kitchen multi-purpose, cuts through grease, lift stains, and stone safe.
He can have that.
You can both have a Google Home. Yeah, we'll send them both out to you, boys. Thanks. Well done.
Thank you. Well done, boys.
Well done, lads. Have a great Christmas and take care, boys. Well done.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. There you go, Bernie.
That was smooth.
That's why this will be a national award.
Jeez, that was smooth.
It is Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman, the two men that have just put together a record label, and their new hit compilation coming out this summer is quite a thing.
Get your hands on this summer's hottest compilation, the Woodville Pizza Party Mix, featuring the Screaming Jets, Fleetwood Mac, Judas Priest, 20 incredible tracks to shut down your summer. Eurythmics, The Cruel Scene, you better get a lawyer, son. You better get a real good one. And Dennis Leary. The Woodville Pizza Party Mix. The biggest tracks. It's not delivered to your CD player. It works in it.
Be able to get that brilliant online. Is Brushes well still open? Done. Is Brushes?
Yeah, God,
Brushes
know
is God. Damn it.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Now, Bern, as you know, and the family, I've kept you updated regarding the painting at home. Now, I've painted nearly all inside of my establishment.
Yes.
I've got probably a little bathroom to finish off, and I'm done.
Yep.
I've done the whole house inside. Now,
yeah, there is a house under all that paint there somewhere.
There is, Bern. There is, but it's freshened the whole place up.
Yes.
Now, my son's a professional painter.
Stefan.
So he would have helped.
So he's given me some wonderful tips because prior to that, I was very, very shabby.
Yeah.
You know, I was all over, I'd walk in with paint all over me and not the respective walls. But anyway. Then we morphed into new carpets. Then we've morphed into what colours we're going to put on the wall. Then we've morphed into new bed heads and new bed drawers.
It's non-stop, Bern. Yeah,
Now, you and I are on the same page. Now, you're going through the same thing at home with you and Ange. What's happened?
Doing a little reno on the house at the moment. And, well, it's decision time, Jars. And I want to talk to you about making decisions. Yeah. Now, when I make a decision on something, if I need...
Bang.
If I'm running short on jocks or I've lost them, left them at the footy club, whatever, I go to the shop, go to Bonds, get a packet of jocks, home.
Done, out, what I need, gone home, yep.
Feet on the couch, I'm ready.
That's it. Done.
I'm
with you.
Whereas, you know, I don't like to knock. I never like to knock Abby.
But here we go.
Look, we're going through this reno at the moment. And when I walk in, like we're picking at the moment a marble benchtop.
Yes, Bern.
So we walk in.
Yes, Bern.
And I see and there's marble everywhere. Like I walk in, I go, that one, I like that one.
Straight away.
Done. Gone.
Yep.
Put her name on it.
Bang.
It's done.
Credit card. See you later.
And then you know what?
Abby
agreed with me.
Right.
She agreed with me.
Done.
But then
she
wanted to check out every piece of marble in the whole joint, Jars. You know how many pieces of marble are in this place?
How many, Bern?
Over 800, the bloke told me, because I reckon we checked out 795 of them. And the only ones we didn't check out are the ones that are still on the back of the truck. We couldn't get up on there.
They said they had to lock you in the shop because that was 3 in the morning. You're still looking at them.
I'm slamming my head against the shed warehouse going, I've got to go. I've got to work this afternoon. But, I mean, when it comes to choosing things, like we've got to choose taps, tiles,
Man.
Cupboard colours, floors, bench tops, splashbacks, jars. You know, when... And I'm a big one on what you initially think.
Bang.
You know, your first observation.
Your instinct.
The instinct. There you go.
Bang,
I'm with you, Bern.
How good's that tap?
Yes.
But then when you check all the other taps out, it starts to bloody confuse you. So why not just pick the tap you walked in and saw in your life?
There you go.
But.
No.
Again.
They're all the same, Bern.
Got the tap. And then we move on, choose the tap, and then we go home for a week, and then we go back to the tap
there
shop, and then we choose the same tap that we chose
there
originally, and then we go home and think about it again, then we come back and get the same tap
there
again, Jars. And if I visit another bloody tap shop, you know what? I'm not going to have a bench. I don't care. I'll eat off the bloody floor, Jars, because I'm done with that joint.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Great fact yesterday, Bern.
Oh, I tried, Bern.
Bern, great. What happened?
Oh, don't worry.
Your thingy, sorry. Bern, that fact yesterday was fantastic. Yeah, one of your best ones you've done for the year.
Do you remember what it was?
No, but just give me another one.
Come on. Hey, this is a fact, but I did come across this last night when I was reading. Do you know Elton John and Liz Hurley are godparents to David and Victoria Beckham's kids?
Yes, I did
Brooklyn
know that.
Brooklyn and Romeo.
Yes, I did.
You knew that, did you?
Yeah. Well, that's old news, mate.
Have you got any god kids, John?
Yes, I have. James Rowe. I've got a couple of god children. Matthew Nobes, James Rowe.
Yeah.
Harvey Vince.
Oh, well.
There's a big hint,
Ben. Hugo Walker.
Okay, here we go. James.
Righto.
Do you know?
Yes, Ben.
A lion's roar can be heard from 5 miles away.
Kidding.
5 miles. To be more specific, a lion can roar as loud as 114 decibels. We're talking your language here, Ado.
Yeah.
Which is roughly 25 times louder than a gas-powered lawnmower or petrol.
Wow. That's scary.
25 times louder than a lawnmower, Joe.
So
that's loud.
So basically you're looking at decibels 120. That's basically a chainsaw up close or a thunderclap.
There you go.
130 is a military jet aircraft takeoff.
Yeah.
So you're looking around the same time, meter as a motorcycle, farm tractor, jackhammer, garbage truck.
In
other words, if a lion were to roar at Farmer Tim's property, you wouldn't hear shit. It'd be drowned out by chainsaws, tractors, tippers.
Leo the lion. He's got a big roar. That's not bad.
Try this one, James.
Oh, bonus.
Here we go. I'm going to wrap it up.
Write this sentence down.
Yeah, okay.
Do geese see God?
Do geese see God? No.
No, it's not a question. But now read it backwards, Charles.
God see goose do.
No, you peanut. Do geese see God? If you read it backwards, it says, do geese see God?
Oh, yes.
Catch you tomorrow.
Second to last show.
That's a boy.